JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
The auction's a bit ugly.
Where to start with this? You know, I'd really like not to have to keep relaying grim economic and market news. The trouble is it just keeps appearing. I just looked twice at this to make sure I hadn't got the date wrong. So we've seen a precipitous fall in the Global Dairy Trade Price Index overnight, 6.9% fall. So that's not great. So the supporting players, if I look at the general, if I look at sort of different products, the supporting players were very weak. And Hydrous milk fat down 10.7%. Butter down 10.2%. Buttermilk powder, a 5% fall. Cheddar down 6.9%. But the main players, they didn't escape unscathed either. They were hammered, really, I think would be the best way to describe it. Skim milk powder down 6.1%. And I'm looking at that going, like, is that unusual? Back in February, we saw a fall of over 5%, a similar size fall in August last year. In 2022, we also saw some similar size falls. So a 6.1% fall is not unprecedented, but it's certainly not common. Basically removes a lot of the upward price movement we've seen since April. Whole milk powder, 4.3% fall, $3,218 per metric ton was the average there. That takes the index back to April levels. Mike, I probably need a bit of time to dig a bit deeper into the bidding behaviour and the details understand what's happened here. Did somebody just not show up? The other thing we've got to say, is this enough to affect the payouts, the forecast payouts? My sense is that it isn't, but it's worrying. We have to hope that we are not seeing a significant and material change in the trend. Because again, Mike, agri and dairy particularly being one of the sort of bright points of the soggy economy at the moment. We don't want to see it going down.
No, we do not. But fortunately, we've got the business confidence. Yes. Oh, no, we don't. So that wasn't good either.
Wasn't it wonderful? The release yesterday of the NZIE quarterly survey of business opinion. Yesterday, I talked about being interested in inflation, pricing intentions, how that refers to the Reserve Bank. I think the detail in this QSBO has confirmed to me that it seems highly unlikely that we're going to have to wait until the second half of 2025 for a move lower in the OCR. At the headline level, there's a further decline in business confidence. You would have been staggered, I think, to have thought that you wouldn't see that. A net 35% of firms expect a deterioration in the general economic outlook in coming months. Businesses' own activity weakened, a net 28%. 28%, that's a third, reported a decline in activity in their business in June. That weakening is consistent with the sort of direction of travel that we're seeing in the ANZ business outlook. The building sector, it's the most downbeat. Again, no surprises there. Closely followed by manufacturing. Retail sector, profitability is challenged. Again, Kathmandu, you've got warehouse, everything's telling you that that's going on as well. Some interesting numbers out of the, referring to the labour market. Approximately a quarter of firms surveyed have reduced staff numbers in the June quarter, and 10%, a further 10% intend to. So that's yet another statistic that is reminiscent of the GFC. Over 60% of businesses report that sales are the main limiting factor in their business, or are the limiting factor in their business. That's the highest level we've seen that in 10 years. So, and some quite worrying signs at sort of second level, an increased number of businesses surveyed have said they're intending to reduce investment in buildings and plant and machinery, because that reduces their capacity to react when conditions improve. And it certainly doesn't help productivity, but a lower number of firms reported an intention to increase prices. So that's good. Look, almost everything in the survey, Mike, is moving in the direction the RBNZ wants to see. Unfortunately, that's not good. But look, I just don't think they're going to rely on the survey responses and they need to see confirmation, or they will need to see from their point of view confirmation in things like inflation numbers and GDP. It just seems inevitable that we will see that. It is just a question of when.
Okay, numbers.
Right, well, the US share markets are up, so there's a bit of positive news for the morning. The Dow Jones is up 82 points, 39,251. The S&P 500 is up 20 points, that's 0.37% at 5495. And the NASDAQ is up 117 points, 0.67%, so just under the 18,000 levels. That's all good. The FTSE 100 lost 0.56% yesterday, closing at 8121. The Nikkei was up over 1%, over the 40,000 mark. Shanghai Composite was up 2,2997. Yesterday, yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 0.42%, closing at 7718, and the NZX 50 was fairly quiet, lost 13 points, closing at 11,776. The Kiwi dollar, 0.6075 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9115 against the Australian dollar, 0.5656 euro, 0.4791 pounds, 98.11 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $2,325, and Brent crude continues to sort of sit up there at $86.58.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.